This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, who's here with us for a couple of days because Jay has a bad case, a bad, bad case, a bad, bad, bad case, a bad, 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 bad
well,
case.
When you laugh at it, it doesn't make it seem like it's as serious as it is. It's suffering.
Yeah, not good. If you can see it in your mind, Jennifer, is it real? At something, but yet your mind, kind of like what happens in a dream. Is it real if it happens in your mind? Is the question that a lot of people, as if you're trying to separate reality from your imagination, why shouldn't your imagination be connected to reality?
Reality.
Think about that. If you can think, thoughts are things. So I think it's very interesting, the world we live in, imagination. We're talking about Bill Shatner and what he imagined because of his Star Trek experience. What was it like to travel in space? And then he actually experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you align the circumstances of what you thought to the coincidences of what happened. Are chance encounters really chance encounters? You ask, he's a very spiritual kind of philosophical guy anyway, and I think I am too. So I'm always wondering how life works and thinking about what is so humbling about being a human being, even though some human beings think the world revolves around them. You quickly realize, if you have an experience like Shatner did, that the world doesn't revolve around you. It may be cool, it may be important, you know, these people who are supposedly important politicians, people that go out of their way. You know what, you see it more, and when I'm in L.A., you see it all the time. The people who see celebrities walking around at the grocery store. I remember going to the Home Depot a couple of years ago before COVID, and there was an actor there, and he was getting something, and I said, I recognize you, but a lot of people come up to you and say, hey, and he looked at me, and I could hear it without him saying it. You know, I'm no different than anybody else. Leave me alone. He wouldn't walk up to some other guy on the other side. Yeah.
I mean, people get, there's so many celebrities that are walking around that I think a lot of times, yes, in some of the touristy areas, but I mean, at some point, if you see Jennifer Garner at the Brentwood Whole Foods, you're like, oh, she's at the Brentwood, that's just her grocery store.
Right, yeah, exactly. You remember that story that I told about her being there. When
she goes there. I see her in Us Weekly all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's close. It is. It's handy. Anyway, the good news today, or one of the good news stories that we can think about, is the story of this Chinese vase that was deemed ordinary.
Is it a vase or a vase?
A vase. Okay, Chinese vase. There was at an auction house. It was when the folks bought it. They paid $2,000 for it, and they thought, that was, wow, this is very expensive. Somehow or other, it ended up at the Guardian auction house, and it brought $9 million.
Wow.
Wowie zowie. Anyway, you see that stuff, and you wonder. You were just saying to me, buy your tickets, lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah, $455 million. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And after taxes?
$12.75. $15. Welcome to our world. Okay. So here's the story of a father who died. His GPS directed him off the edge of a bridge.
What?
North Carolina father died over the weekend just after his daughter's 9th birthday. His GPS guided him to a bridge that was destroyed 10 years ago. His name was Phil Paxson. heading home after his daughter's celebration in Hickory, North Carolina. It was a dark, rainy night. He was following his GPS, went down a concrete road to a bridge that had been destroyed 9.5 years ago. It was never repaired. He said, this is the fellow's mother-in-law, Linda Koenig, that said the bridge didn't have any barriers, no warning signs. So this 47-year-old guy, father of two daughters, over the drink, he goes.
Wow.
And this is totally preventable. What are the people doing that are running that community, that are in charge, the public works people? Excuse me.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to say that that's true. The public works people, all that stuff is true. Also, I will say that some people follow their navigation.
What do we do before we had navigation, I guess, is the question.
Right. And I think some people blindly follow it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say most of the time, 99.9%, your navigation is going to be right.
Yes.
There are moments where it's a computer and it's going to
be. So how do you know that, though? That's
right.
The question.
And how do you know? But also I found, like, and I've told this story to you before, like, my dad, even if it's from our office to his house, which we've done that route 554 times, if we've done it once, right?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
still likes to put that in his navigation.
Why?
He wants to see, because of the traffic, because of the, you know, there's all kinds of considerations, but he still does it. And so I wonder how many people do what he does and just kind of become, you know, reliant upon the technology and
don't
pay close attention.
Right, exactly. Here's another tragic story. As long as we're doing tragedy, man died at a construction site while his grandfather was drilling there. 22-year-old man died when a drill being operated by his grandfather was lowered into a hole at a construction site. And apparently, this is kind of a weird thing. The reporters were told the grandfather was unaware that his grandson was in the hole. This is an industrial construction site. The fellow was down there working, the grandfather and father and son, apparently all are construction people. But this 22-year-old had fallen into the hole, and his grandfather didn't know that. And so you can put the pieces together with the story. This is one of those things that is a tragedy. Human tragedy. Think about all of the... I'm trying to remember... Well, the old, you're too young for this, Ben Crazy, we used to call him, Ben Casey, life, death, infinity, that was the way the program started. And, yeah, that's life happens, death happens, crazy things happen. Why do we, I think to myself, every time I see one of these unusual stories, I ask myself even, why am I telling the story? How does it make life better? It's just one of those curiosity things. You know, that there's all this stuff, the football games over the weekend. Did you see the young boy who ran out onto the field during the second quarter of the Buccaneers-Falcons game in Tampa Bay?
No, I missed that.
Yeah. He was.
Well, you know the guy who ran out on the field, the Rams were playing Monday Night Football last week, and he was I think he was an animal rights protester. I don't know if it was related to Peter or not, but he came running out on the field with the pink smoke. And the two of the Rams players on the sidelines were like, oh, heck no, because he was evading the security guard. So they, you know, they tackled him, knocked him down. Do you know that that guy is now suing these two players for hurting him?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Here's a,
because, you know, he should have been safe. He should have been safe. He was just interrupting a major league football game. But, you know, come on.
The situation at Friday Night Lights high school football game. A crowd was sent screaming and running. Three people shot at a high school football game, and it was on TV. It was in Toledo Stadium at Whitmer High School, playing Central Catholic. The victims, one student and two adults. And seriously, I mean, they got shot. They were taken to the hospital. They didn't get hurt badly. But still, guns at a high school football game. Why are they there? They just you know, that's sure as that.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
I don't even know if you heard about this. It's just gotten so crazy. Lee Zeldin, who is the congressman in New York, he's running for governor in New York against Kathy Hochul. And
yeah,
he and his wife were...
Hope he wins.
What was that?
She's horrible. I said, yeah, she's horrible. I hope he wins.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
He and his wife were at a Columbus Day parade or something, I don't know, something over the weekend, and his daughters were sitting in the kitchen doing homework, and all of a sudden bullets come through the kitchen window. So the kids were smart enough to go lock themselves in a bathroom because it was inside the house, away from windows, and they called the police. They called the dad. It was unrelated to him, because who knew, because somebody tried to stab him along the campaign trail. But it was unrelated, just gang violence that happened on the front lawn of this home. I mean, it's just nuts. And these people are getting shot. They're dying. You see those numbers out of Chicago. I mean, I looked at our front page in Los Angeles today, and everything is, you know, woman runs down man with car.
Yeah.
Murderer sought in murder fire or, you know, arson attack. I mean, it's just people have lost.
So maybe I should just not do any of this stuff. In terms of good day, what does it do? I'm looking at another. As you tell that story, I just came across a teenager, two teenagers, 14 and 15, charged with murder for firing 100 rounds at an innocent woman in a drive-by restaurant. And they thought it was fun to go shoot this. They weren't looking for anything in particular, but they went by the fast food restaurant. They okay, we've got this gun. Let's shoot it. Let's shoot it off.
Wow.
100 rounds into the restaurant. Okay. But then I think to myself, why am I telling that story? Does it give
because
people
it
ideas?
It becomes so unbelievable, and we want to fix the problem because this is not how it was. Or at least that's not what the news media will cover all the time.
No. All right, it is food for thought. You're right about that. 18 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This time every year, you start hearing all the talk about flu season. You ever, now, and of course, you can get a flu in the summertime, but that's, you know, usually that's not what happens. Colds and flus are usually reserved for the winter months. And you know why? It's because the sun isn't high enough in the sky to give you the good heavy dose of vitamin D that you need. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Half of my hometown still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown.
Kenny Chesney with Kelsey Ballerini on stage for half of the My Hometown duet. This is kind of a cool thing. Kelsey Ballerini was surprised by her partner at a concert at the Greek Theater in L.A.,
which is a fantastic venue, by the way. If you ever come to L.A., it's a small venue, outdoors. It's really
where, how have I missed going there? I don't even
right
know where
Griffith
it is.
Park. It's
where
Griffith
is it?
Park. Griffith
oh,
Park.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's
oh,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's oh. just fun. You know, you're outdoors, and it's very rustic and kind of redwoody, built around. I mean, it's just it's
yeah.
a really neat venue. And to have Kenny Chesney in a venue that size is pretty incredible because he does arenas and stadium tours and not usually playing to small crowds. But I guess Kelsey, he had a they have a duet together. This my half of my hometown is
that's
a duet
what you just heard
together.
Yeah.
But she was standing on stage. She thought she was having tracking issues, and so she said, "Hang on, we're having tracking issues. You guys, give me a minute. We're going to get back on here in just a second." And then all of a sudden, she turns around and sees Kenny Chesney walking her direction. So it looked like a legitimate surprise. It looked like she was really taken back by seeing him march out there. But I guess they grew up in the same place, which is why he wanted to sing on the song with her.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So there's no chick-a-boom stuff going on with the two of them, like
no,
you would say.
No, I don't think so. I think she's going through a divorce, if I'm not mistaken, and he has such a strange love life. Remember, there was like he was married to Renee Zellweger for like 7 days, and then there's always been rumblings about whether or not he likes girls, and then there's,
really?
You know, he gets linked with starlets sometimes. It's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. So then Kelsey Ballerini took to Instagram, shared a snapshot from the performance, writing, quote, "Half of my hometown showed up in Los Angeles last night." Must be a small town. Anyway, she writes some nice words. And it, you know what? That's one of the things about being a celebrity, these people are the same as you and me. They just happen to have found something that gave them a lot of exposure. But why would you think they wouldn't go through the same heartache, or they wouldn't go through the same love instincts, or they wouldn't go through the same passions, or they wouldn't go through the same experiences as everybody else? We all are human beings experiencing things, and when something good happens, isn't it swell to be able to acknowledge it?
Yeah.
And having people.
And sometimes it's harder because they've got all the notoriety. You know, you go through a divorce or something, typically most of us don't have, you know, the whole world watching us go through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the difference. But are the things that they go through, this whole business with Tom Brady and his wife, apparently they've been having trouble. One source, a friend of hers, said they've been having trouble forever.
Yeah.
If two huge egos and two huge, that's got to be a difficult thing to live in a marriage like that, where they both are getting lots and lots of attention, and on one day one gets more attention than the other, and if you have a weak, you know, we talk about your weakened immune system, you got a weak ego, then, whoa, look at this, and yeah, nah. So, foolish. But it's yet, it's kind of what we go through here. In the name of heavens, what is going on? Taking a deep breath now, because it's 28 past the hour.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the recent volley of missiles that were tactical nuclear represented an obvious warning to the United States and South Korea. The statement was released on the 77th anniversary of the foundation of Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party. Explosions on Monday shook multiple cities across Ukraine, including missile strikes on the capital Kyiv for the first time in months. The attack was focused on residential and energy infrastructure, killing many Ukrainians. This comes hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin called Saturday's explosion on the huge bridge connecting Russia to Crimea a terrorist act masterminded by the Ukrainian special services. The bridge was used to supply Russian forces invading Ukraine. One Ukrainian woman translated by CBC News after Russia's missile attack on civilians over the weekend.
We will never forgive Russians. They will never frighten us. We will survive this, she said.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So here's the story of the Irish fellow who just became the first person to row your boat gently across the Atlantic from New York to Galway, Ireland. 112 days at sea.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after our Doug Steffens Good Day program with some good news, Jennifer.
Finally,
Jennifer Horn is here. Jay, the bad news is Jay's very sick, but I'm figuring she'll make a quick recovery. Meanwhile, the Scottish nightclub, they.
And you're thinking the Scottish nightclub scene, right? So
yeah, right. I know. They found a way to reduce their carbon footprint by 70 tons a year if they rely on the beat to make the heat. This is very interesting. On the dance floor, they found that this new venue absorbs body heat from the dancers and converts it into thermal energy. So they don't need
this. This is like the greatest degree. You're going to have all these wackadoodles now going, forget the windmills.
Right. All no more solar power. That's
we're
it.
Use Scottish nightclubs. Come
That's
on.
It. Town Rock Energy designed the system, which they branded as Body Heat. And let's see here. They need medium-intensity music, like the Rolling Stones. Every time people dance to the Rolling Stones, it generates 200, and each person generates 250 watts of energy. Who comes up with this stuff?
Yeah, who measures it?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the story. You can go to the first place in the world where they're measuring your body heat and then using it to heat the place. He's in Scotland, in a nightclub. Okay, Meghan McCain, one of your faves.
Really? Okay.
What, she's one of your faves? No, I don't think you care that much for her.
No.
At any rate, she has been pretty quiet for a while, but there's the usual Kanye West stuff last week. It was White Lives Matter. You saw that T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. This was so interesting to watch his interview on Tucker and then that Fashion Week, the White Lives Matter shirt. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, apparently, he has been, he's over the weekend came up with a series of anti-Semitic rants, social media posts using words that were undesirable. So Meghan McCain is blasting members of the Republican Party who are defending his right to say these things. Well, he does have a right to say them.
Yeah.
He has a right to be a jackass.
That's where I think we get into this stuff where it's like, look, people, I don't agree with what Kanye West is saying most of the time.
What, White Lives Matter?
But part of this stuff, well, I actually do agree with that. I agree that all lives matter. I know that people go nuts saying that somehow that's a racist statement, but I don't find that it is. I think that every life has value. So excuse me. Mm-hmm. But I think with Kanye, what he's talking about is that people are trying to suppress him for having the views that he does. And so while I listened to both his interview on Thursday and on Friday with Tucker, and Friday's was much more crazy and off the you know, a little crazier than Thursday's, the guy gets to say stuff. Now, you can also say that what he's saying is hate speech. There is a lot of what he said that I thought myself, Brand, like, kind of was on the line of anti-Semitism. But we live in a country where there's free speech, and people say controversial things, and we choose whether we listen to it, we respond to it, or we move on. And I think just this rush to shut people down all the time, even if they're saying horrific things, is not necessarily who we are as a country that supports freedom of speech, or at least that's where we used to be.
We used to be.
Yeah.
The cancel culture now is all about the business of shouting people down, putting people down. If you don't agree, then you shouldn't have a right to experience or to expose your points of view. I don't know if dangerous is the right word, but I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable in it. There's so many things. Everybody's watching everything you do, and there you judgment. The old just, what's the expression of the Bible? Just judge not lest ye be judged. I don't think there are too many people paying much attention to that.
Nope, not anymore.
Electric truck and SUV maker Rivian recalling all of the electric trucks that they have made, all of them. Oops. One wonders if this is the end of that great experiment. There's a loose fastener. If you have a Rivian, I'm probably talking about three people in the audience right now.
I know.
Right? My vet has a Rivian, and I was talking to Daisy's vet. I was talking to him about how he liked it, and he quite likes it. He said, "There, you know, he doesn't go very far, and he doesn't. He plans a trip."
For those of us in the cheap seats, a Rivian is what?
A Rivian is an electric pickup truck.
Okay, so it's an electric pickup, and that's the brand.
Yeah,
okay,
that's all that it is. Yep, they'll make cars. Yep, I think that's. Thank you for. I've seen a number of them around here, so I kind of am taking them in stride. You look at them, they're like the new Range Rovers. They're unattractive. You're used to looking at a pickup truck that's a pickup truck. And now what they're doing, especially General Motors, is trying to design the pickup truck so they look like a car. They're sleek. They're close to the ground. That's not why you buy a pickup truck, folks. You buy a pickup truck to actually use it to carry things, or at least that's why I buy a pickup truck, and to sit above the traffic so you can see what's going on around you. But they're all racing to make them
tailgate parties. Let's be real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can do that. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just telling you the story. Why would I tell the story about? I'm questioning myself a lot today. Have you noticed that?
I know. Don't be so. You know.
Why am I telling people about the Rivian when it's irrelevant to most people? Here's something that is.
But now I learned. Now I'm going to know if I see a crazy looking pickup truck, what it is.
What it is. Right. It is a crazy looking. Right. Okay. So here's something that is relevant, and we all are sharing in this. That is the gross national debt. It is gross. Exceeded $31 trillion last Friday. A grim milestone, but does anybody even pay attention? This kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier about nobody knows how things work. The car, you don't know how the car works. Do you know how government works? Do you know what the interest rate, why we have an interest rate, and why fewer and fewer people are being are getting a yes from the bank? The Treasury Department looks at all of these things. We had low interest rates, and everything seemed to be going along nicely. It isn't the consumer that's doing this. It's the government that's doing it.
And
buying,
just for a point of
selling.
Reference.
Yes.
Not that long ago, we had a balanced budget.
When Clinton was left office,
yeah.
Balanced budget.
And for those of you who say
no debt.
Never say anything nice about Democrats, here's one for you. We had a balanced budget under Clinton because Clinton and Gingrich could actually work together, and they worked well, effectively, and they got things done.
Yep.
Now it's like, forget that. Now it's
when George Bush came in, we went into debt $3 trillion for that damn Iraqi war that was a waste of time and lives. And so it's gone uphill from there.
And also, I would add in that now we've grown government so much, and we've gotten people so addicted to government taking care of us.
The government.
Now,
and then we have to have 80,000 more IRS inspectors, 87,000, so they can go collect more money to have more people in government. Excuse me.
And anybody who wants to go in and cut that is going to look like a bad guy. And this is the thing, is that the American people don't know how the government works, by and large, or how the finances work. But you better believe that the members of Congress do, and they know that anybody who is actually brave enough to make cuts is going to end their political career very quickly, because somebody's going to say, well, you hate old people. You hate poor people. You hate people. You hate minorities. You hate, you know, whatever it is, because you have to make some cuts to balance the budget. We are spending way too much. We need to cut the size of government.
Here's another example. All right, is it my fault? Is it my responsibility that you decide to build a home in Hurricane Alley? And so your home is destroyed and you don't have enough insurance. So here comes the government. A lot of people don't have insurance. Federal aid, man. Let's get some federal aid in there so we can rebuild our houses. Who's going to fight that?
Drop in the bucket compared to the entitlements. If you cut entitlements, we would have a balanced budget. But that's where people say, oh, you're mean-spirited. You don't care about people. The amount that
Republicans are mean.
Yeah,
nasty.
You start thinking about cutting entitlements when it comes to food stamps and all these other programs, or put limitations on them, or at least stipulations so that people aren't just milking the system. Ugh. You
all right.
See a lot of Republicans win, but, man, we'd have a balanced budget.
The mayor in San Jose says heads must roll. There's a video taken showing a woman in a bikini getting out of a fire truck in front of a strip club. The strip club, by the way, is called the Pink Poodle. I thought it was the Pink Peephole when I first saw this. The fire chief in San Jose says the video apparently posted to an Instagram account by one of the firefighters. You can see a stripper jumping out of the fire truck. The chief says the department has become aware of a concerning video posted on social media.
And why
really?
Is it bad? Wasn't she just like visiting or something? Or
you know, it's hard to. I'm looking at a story from the LA Times, so it's hard to know whether this is balanced or not. If the chief says in the interview, if the investigation concludes the video is as bad as it looks, heads must roll. We cannot have a life-critical emergency rescue apparatus relegated to a frat party, nor tolerate any conduct that demeans the heroic work of our fire team.
Well, you know, yeah? The strippers are unionizing in Los Angeles. Have you heard
that? Are they? No, yeah. Really? Oh.
Good at a particular place in North Hollywood, it's called Star Garden, and it's a topless bar in North Hollywood, and they're getting ballots to hold an election for collective bargaining, mm-hmm. And that'll be the first stripper union in the U.S.
The stripper union!
No. I don't know. The National Labor Relations Board's L.A. Regional Director issued the decision and the order for the election in a case that started when 18 dancers were locked out of a strip club back in March. The strippers say they want club security guards to pay attention. I guess they say that they're not protecting them from abusive patrons, and so they want safety and good working conditions. So there you go.
Hi, there's a new movie out for Halloween.
They're following suit with somebody with the strip club named the Lusty Lady in San Francisco.
And there. So I shouldn't tell this. I don't have time now to do the Halloween movie. No, I don't, because there's too much stuff going on
here.
The Lusty Lady. No, I don't have time for this, because it's 48 past the hour and we got to do other things. So you can listen to something. Hold your breath for what I was about to tell you. If you can hold it for like 15, 20 minutes, you'll be fine.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's great to hear the theme from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. And you say, well, why do you have that on your program? Well, because I am very interested in public service. And one of the best public servants I know is a gentleman named Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti host a weekend show called The Money Pit. And they have all kinds of extraordinary ways for you to learn with their podcasts and with their topics on the air, the newsletter, all of these things. And we provide a service here every Monday where listeners can send in their questions to Tom. For example, listener Karen is installing a new vinyl plank floor, wants to know which direction, why does it make a difference?
Direction to lay it in a room? And normally the plank floors, which is going to emulate like a hardwood floor, would align with the longest wall of that room.
Ah.
Now in her case, she's up against a hallway that would align opposite to that, 90 degrees opposed to that. She wants to know if that's a problem. I don't think so. I really think you have to stick to the basics, which is...
Why would it be a problem, Tommy?
Well, when you walk in a room, you want to basically see the flooring in line with the longest wall, or it will feel a bit strange, I think, Doug. So,
is it hard to walk on, you mean, or just look strange?
Just look strange. You know, a lot of short boards instead of longer boards.
Mm-hmm. How does that compare to Chevron or some of the designs, laminate floors, where you have... an interesting sort of design, and
this is just straight. Yeah, then the rules don't apply because there is no direction. You know, I should clarify that she's installing a vinyl plank floor, but these vinyl planks, the luxury vinyl planks, the engineered vinyl planks, they look more like hardwood than real hardwood.
Really?
Well, yeah, they're amazing.
Are they less expensive? They're more durable. Why would you choose them?
Yeah. Well, because they're 100% waterproof, they're very, very durable. You're looking at probably $2.50 to $3 a square foot,
really?
Which is really, really cheap compared to the cost of hardwood. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty easy to put down. I've put down several of them.
And the floor
really
business,
quality.
is really, there are these, not just lumber liquidators, but I've seen there's a new floor in something, box store that's opening up around here. I don't know if it's now where you are or not in Jersey yet, but floor and something they're called.
Yeah.
And it's just about floors. Apparently a lot of people are doing them. I'm looking around, the house that I live in was built about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And the flooring, if you ever come through here, the flooring is gorgeous. It's in some of the rooms is wider, some of the rooms more narrow, but it's all that really kind of upscale wood that's the hardwood stuff and right. has pegs in it and things
like
that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And so I wonder what would ever happen. You know, I think, should I refinish it? I don't mind.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So refinishing is something that you definitely should do with a floor as long as it's physically in good shape. It's not, the boards aren't cracked or broken up. But here's the trick. If it's relatively flat and not heavily damaged, you don't have to use a floor sander, which is like a big belt sander on it.
Mm-hmm.
There are other types of sanders that you can use that will just take off the finish. So you can use, for example, a buffer with a sanding wheel on it.
Mm-hmm.
The sanding wheel is like a, it looks like a piece of window screen.
But then you have to have a vacuum associated or attached to it.
So associated
they
with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it just takes off that top layer, and you got to do a little handwork like around the you know the baseboards and
in the corners.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. But then what you do is when you put new finish on, and this is a mistake that a lot of folks make that have not done this before. What you want to do is put it on with what's called a lamb's wool applicator, which is like a soft piece of fabric that is attached to the end of the applicator. Kind of looks like a mop, right? And you dip it in the pan, the tray for the same kind of tray you'd use for paint. And then you sort of draw it across the floor. You don't brush it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It gives it a really nice finish. You work your way out the door, and then don't come back for a good 4 or 5 hours.
Got to let it dry.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I'm noticing on the Money Pit podcast right now, which you can find moneypit.com/podcast, the focus as we get into fall. This is an annual thing. Cut your heating bills, especially with the cost of fuel going up. It is natural gas, regular heating oil. Good God. Buy a quart of wood around here, it's $400.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you haven't had your system tuned up yet, that's really important because it's
dangerous. Yep.
Change out your filter and make sure that thermostat setback is set correctly for the chilly winter.
Look for this MoneyPit.com podcast number 2246. Gives you the story about how you can make sure the air is good in your home and the heating bills are not crazy. Courtesy of the Money Pit, Tom Kreitler here with Doug at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.